This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. Health has come into sharp focus over the course of the pandemic, with many of us taking a much more vested interest in not just reactive, but preventative courses of action. So I have Dr. Mariam Aziz, a founder and CEO of Jardin Pharma, Malaysia's first halal eco-pharmaceutical company, on the line with me to discuss moving into the pharmaceutical space and their big plans for the future.
Okay, hi, I'm Dr. Mariam Aziz. I'm actually a medical doctor by profession, but I'm more in the entrepreneurial area now. So Jardin Pharma is a company which we have just founded this year during the pandemic. And we focus more on producing halal eco-pharmaceutical products. So this actually stems from my initial Mary Jardin venture, which started in 2016, where we produced natural cosmetics. So now we are actually venturing into pharmaceutical from the cosmeceutical industry.
So you're saying that the inception of this came during the pandemic, is that right?
Yeah. Actually this year.
This year. Okay. And, you know, what was the thought behind that? Was it simply because, you know, there was a bit more of a conversation and a bit more awareness about the importance of health throughout the past year and a half?
Actually the planning has been there for quite some time. I think even before the pandemic, even when I started doing the cosmetic brand, Mary Jardin. But then I think the pandemic actually accelerates everything now that everybody is more health conscious and everybody is more in love with nature. So we combine the two things, nature and also health, to produce Jardin Pharma, a halal and natural, a halal eco-pharmaceutical brand.
And it seems like it would be quite common sense, you know, to address the halal markets in Malaysia in this particular form, in this eco-pharmaceutical design. So why do you think, you know, you are the first people to do this?
Okay, halal is actually an established market, especially in Malaysia. But to be honest, in pharmaceutical, actually halal is fairly new, because most of our pharmaceutical products, actually, we don't really emphasize on the halal status of it. And eco-pharmaceutical is something that is very new. I think we are the pioneer in eco-pharmaceutical, which means we focus more on producing natural-based pharmaceutical products, as opposed to the common traditional products to cure diseases. So I think we started off with supplements before we go into the mainstream pharmaceutical industry, which is the curative area.
And looking at how it has already been established with, as you mentioned, the more, I guess, traditional supplements companies and products that are available on the market. Apart from the natural angle, how exactly does Jardin set itself apart here?
Okay, actually, eco-pharmaceutical is very different from the traditional supplements. Actually, I started off with cosmetics, and then I started to venture into pharmaceutical by going through the dermatological problems, basically because I have experience working in a dermatology clinics. So I think I wanted to start off with dermatology problems. So I actually chose one specific problem, which is atopic dermatitis, or as we call it, eczema. So I focused on making formulations, because I'm actually a formulator, a product formulator. So I started making formulations for atopic dermatitis from botanical extracts. So, you know, when we go to see the doctor when we have atopic dermatitis, usually we will be prescribed with two things, two topical products. The first one is of course, steroid and anti-inflammatory medication. And the second one is actually a moisturizer. It can be either aqueous cream or any skin barrier therapy. So I decided to focus more on skin barrier therapy or moisturizer for atopic dermatitis. But then when we tried to market the products, we actually, that was when the problem came, because we couldn't actually associate the product with any diseases. Even though it is a moisturizer, it is just a moisturizer for atopic dermatitis. So I tried to find ways, how can we actually share the value of these botanical products for atopic dermatitis patients. And that was when I found out that I had no other options but to actually go directly into pharmaceutical and register that product as a pharmaceutical products. Mm-hmm. So I think that was how we started in the eco-pharmaceutical area. So that differentiate a pharmaceutical products from a traditional product, a traditional supplement products, because a pharmaceutical products, we can actually claim that it is for a certain diseases as apart from traditional supplements. Mm. So it's totally different.
Right. Yeah. And are you at all concerned or thinking about consumer education as well? Because, you know, there may be some questions or some concerns about the effectiveness of eco-pharmaceutical products as opposed to, I guess, the more established products that are already in the market.
Okay, actually, I am not that concerned because if you can see the trend now, people are going more for natural products rather than the conventional products. So that's the first thing. But then, of course, when we want to register a product as a pharmaceutical product, the product needs to go through a very extensive laboratory process in terms of R&D, where we need to produce its safety, toxicity, and also effectiveness data for it to be able to be classified as a pharmaceutical product. So with all those data, I think it is actually easier to convince the public the effectiveness of those eco-pharmaceutical products.
Mm. And you've mentioned that plans for Jordan Pharma have been in the pipeline for quite a while. So, you know, how long roughly has this whole process been taking so far?
I think roughly the plan has been there for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. That was when we started this brand. We call it as Honey and Olive Baby, a natural product for babies. But then we also produce one specific range called SST or Sensitive Skin Therapy under this specific brand. Mm. So from there, we have actually planned that this range is targeted for eczema patients. So and that brand has been launched, I think, for about 1.5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it has the plan has always been there to go for the pharmaceutical industry.
Right. So it's a very natural transition essentially for you to go from, yeah, as you mentioned, that sort of a cosmeceutical, and then essentially this is to, I guess, dispute any claims towards the products of like validity, right? It's just to get that certification and that official sort of designation of, okay, this is actually useful for, you know, these pharmaceutical purposes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. All right, we're going to take a short break, but after that, we will talk a little bit about the funding efforts of Jordan Pharma. Do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Listening to Open for Business, I'm Christine Wong, and I have Dr. Mariam Aziz, founder and CEO of Jordan Pharma, Malaysia's first halal eco-pharmaceutical company, on the line with me. We're discussing her moving into the pharmaceutical space from the cosmeceutical space, as well as some of their big plans for the future. So one of the biggest things I want to talk about today is your funding efforts so far. So you secured 3 million ringgit in first round funding, and I believe at the moment you're either now looking to or you're in the process of raising another 5 million ringgit as well in your second round of funding. So tell me a little bit about that. You know, why that amount and what are you planning to use all the funding for?
Okay, so we started our fundraising, I think, somewhere in May, mm-hmm, after Raya. And then we completed in about 1 month, the first 3 million. And then straight away we started with the second round. Now, in total, we have raised around 5 million ringgit.
Mm-hmm.
So the first 3 million, we actually plan it to develop the first three products for Jardine Pharma. And the next 5 million, we actually plan to build our own pharmaceutical plant, a small pharmaceutical plant.
Mm-hmm.
But then as the opportunities come along the way, we are currently in the process of acquiring a ready plant,
mm-hmm.
A pharmaceutical factory. So that is actually what's the funding for.
Right. Yeah. And what was the source of the funding? What was the kind of investor that provided the funding here?
Okay, we are actually we did a private fundraising events.
Mm-hmm.
So those are actually individual investors.
Got it. Yeah.
And yeah, we're yet to go into institutional or a bank as our investors.
Would you be looking for institutional funding in the future?
Yeah, but not in the near future, because of course we have a process that we have to go through. Mm-hmm. With the fund that we have now,
mm-hmm.
We have to achieve a certain KPI, and then probably later, probably in 1 year or 2 years, then we'll go to the institutional or the investment bank round.
Got it. So with that first round of funding, with that initial 3 million ringgit, you mentioned that is essentially going into R&D for the first three products that you guys are working on. Can you share some insight into what those products are and why you decided to start here?
Okay, the first product is estimated to go into the market by 1st of January,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
2022.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we are also developing our platform, our marketplace called Herbitus.
Mm.
So that is actually accessible now, can be used now, herbitus.com. But as of now, it is still an e-commerce website. But we are developing it into an app, something like Shopee, but focused more. It is specific for pharmacy and clinics where we have telemedicine features on that platform.
Right. So in this case, with this particular platform, you would also be working with other companies' products to be featured in sort of a more focused sort of telemedicine area.
We will be working with the local pharmacies and also clinics,
mm-hmm.
private clinics,
mm-hmm.
Because the idea is actually to create a platform for online pharmacy and clinics whereby
right.
patients will be able to shop for their pharmaceutical products online, and they will be also able to get their online consultation right from their phones.
Got it. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's really interesting. And then you mentioned with the second round of funding, primarily the goal with that is to secure the manufacturing facility, which you are in the process of. So what do you think is the rough timeline on that?
Okay, initially we set a timeline of 3 years for it to be completed. But now as we are in the process of acquiring a ready plant, so, of course, it will be very, very accelerated. We are planning to operate it by the end of the year.
Fantastic. So, the timeline is essentially a little bit more accelerated because instead of creating the manufacturing facility from scratch, you have procured, you know, a ready facility, essentially.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
That is now up and running.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when eventually when your products are ready and available to the mass market, mm-hmm. you know, obviously you do have the e-commerce platform that you mentioned earlier, but also, you know, are you planning to also have them in stores as well?
Yeah, we also plan it to put in stores, mm-hmm. but in stores that work with us together in the Herbitus platform.
Mm.
Okay,
interesting. Now, according to the New Straits Times as well, I think here it mentions that the three new supplements that are currently being developed are vitamin C, immune booster, and oral eczema supplements as well. And as you mentioned, these are going to be introduced hopefully to the market by early 2022. Why start in this area? Is it just because they're sort of the like a good baseline to start with in terms of the products?
Yes, of course, mm-hmm. because now we are in the pandemic era,
mm-hmm.
so everybody is very concerned with boosting their immune system. So that is why we started with the immune boosters and also vitamin C. And as of the oral eczema supplement, it is because those are the groups that we are working with now, we are targeting now with our topical products. So an oral product is actually a supplementary product for them.
Got it. So it works it works in line with your already existing products.
Yes.
Okay, right. Really interesting. Now, also, you know, you've got some pretty big dreams here. Generally speaking, there's this idea that you aim to be a listed company by 2026. I mean, tell me a little bit about that and why you've set that as your goal.
Okay. Actually, even though Jardin Pharma has just been established this year, but we were in the market for quite some time. Mm-hmm. In fact, Mary Jardin was established in 2016. Mm-hmm. So it has been a market for the past 5 years. So I think that is actually a good and strong basis for us. And that is probably one of the reasons. In fact, Mary Jardin product was also listed in Guardian Pharmacy. Mm-hmm. So I think that is one of the strong reasons why people actually trust to invest in us. Mm-hmm. And we aim to go to the to be listed in Bursa Malaysia in 5 years' time, mm-hmm. So that we will be able to secure public funding from there and grow faster.
Right. So you're fairly optimistic about that being a realistic time frame for you to be listed then.
We are quite optimistic because of I think. One of the reasons is because of the founders. Mm-hmm. There are actually three founders in the Jardin Pharma. Mm-hmm. And each of us has a strong foot in pharmaceutical industry and also in the entrepreneurial area. So with adequate funding and with what we have now, we have secured $5 billion in just 2 months' time. So mm-hmm. I'm sure that that is actually a good sign that we will make it to Bursa in 5 years' time. I'm very positive about that.
Fantastic. And tell me a little bit about, you know, the Herbitus app as well. I know you mentioned it'll be a website, it'll be an app as well. I mean, what's the timeline on that? You said it's already available, not only as a website, but you're working on the app now.
Yeah, we are working on the apps now. Mm-hmm. We will be working along with a local delivery system also. Mm-hmm. So we targeted to be ready by 1st of January, when we want to launch our first product, which is the liposomal vitamin C. Mm-hmm. And the apps will be ready by the first week of December for the merchants to actually join the apps and familiarize themselves with the apps.
Right.
And learn how to get orders and such.
All right, fantastic. Well, final question for you, Dr. Mariam, which is basically, what are the plans and what is the overall, I guess, goal for Jardin Pharma and also Mary Jardin for the rest of the year, really?
Okay, so for the rest of the year, because we are nearing the end of the year, mm-hmm. there's not much that we can do. We are in the process of R&Ding the first three products for Jardin Pharma and in the midst of acquisition of a pharmaceutical plant. So basically, that's it for the year. But we are also doing MOU with research centers, especially public universities now, where we are actually having sessions with the researchers to list the products that we are going to commercialize by 2022. Mm. So We need 18 more products, which need to be ready, eco-pharmaceutical products. So I think basically that's what we are doing.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see, how Jardin Pharma takes shape and to see the progress that you guys make in the coming months and years. So thank you very much, Dr. Mariam, for speaking to me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Open for Business with me, Christine Wong. I've been speaking to Dr. Mariam Aziz, founder and CEO of Jardin Pharma, Malaysia's first halal eco-pharmaceutical company. If you've missed any of today's conversation, you can go ahead and download our app that's available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to catch up on the podcast as well. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.